Hey, this is WTOP's Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by just say your name and your title.
Nasheed, documentary filmmaker.
Yes, and we are here talking about your new documentary, Microphone Check. It's going to be coming to the Landmark E Street Cinema in DC this weekend. So, everybody, check it out. Hey, thanks so much for joining us.
Absolutely, it's my pleasure. Absolutely.
All right, so the sort of the subtitle of the movie is The Hidden History of Hip Hop, if you will. So yeah, tell me sort of the idea behind this. Had you been seeing, like what was there like a misconception out there in pop culture of how it really began or some of the groups that began it and you wanted to set the record straight or yeah, what was sort of the spark of why you wanted to do it?
Yeah, there's a lot of misconceptions about hip hop. One of the biggest misconceptions is that we got hip hop culture from Caribbean culture and all of these other different cultures. And it came from foundational Black American culture in America, cultivated in the Bronx. And when people talk about hip hop being born in the Bronx, they don't humanize it. They make it seem like it just fell out of a building and came up out of the concrete and slithered out of the sewer. No, it came from people. And who were the people?
Right.
So we wanted to get into who the people were. Nobody ever gets into the first breakdancer, a gentleman by the name of Trixie, who's in the movie. What made him want to breakdance? His mother was an African ballet dancer, and he wanted to be a tap dancer, but he didn't have any money, so he created his own dances. We had another gentleman in the film who's an early breakdancer named Sasa. He was double jointed, and he would do these weird moves, and that's how a lot of the breakdancing moves came. Also, graffiti. Graffiti was started, modern graffiti was started in the 1960s by a brother by the name of Cornbread out of Philadelphia. And he was the first person to use a whole city landscape as his canvas. And then that caught on in New York. So we're telling everybody's stories. He's in the film, by the way. So that's what we wanted to talk about. Those stories I never really deep dived into.
Wow, so you interviewed Trixie and Sasa, the two breakdancers that you mentioned, and you interviewed what was the graffiti artist you said?
Cornbread, the world's
Cornbread
first month.
in Philly,
First,
and that made its way up to New York. So all right, so
Absolutely.
those are three of the figures you interviewed. Who are some of the others? I see the list here, but it's better if I have you say it for the soundbite.
So we have the one of the first people to host a hip hop party and rhyme at a hip hop party. That's Coke LaRocque. He's the first hip hop MC. We have the first female MC in hip hop, assisted by the name of Chi-Rock. So we got a lot of the pioneers in the film to tell their story firsthand. No one was before these pioneers. And we wanted to also focus on what was going on in the 70s, because a lot of times when people do hip hop documentaries, they'll touch on Kool Herc and his party in 1973, and then they'll skip all the way over to the 90s and start talking about Biggie and Tupac. So we wanted
Right.
to focus on the 70s. What was going on in the 70s? What was the climate? What cultivated the culture of hip hop in the Bronx. So that's what we really focused on.
So yeah, talk about that because I've had a ton of the I've interviewed a ton of the founders, if you will, of hip hop. We've had Sugar Hill Gang on, and we've had Grandmaster Flash on, and everybody sort of has their backstory. A lot of them do point to DJ Kool Herc, like you said. But yeah, talk about who were some of the other early influential. I mean, you mentioned the breakdancers and the graffiti, but who are some of the other actual hip hop artists, MCs that you would put there right at the beginning with Kool
Well,
Herc?
somebody who's often overlooked all the time is a gentleman who's in our film named DJ Hollywood. Now, this guy, he influenced a lot of the early MCs because he was more of a disco DJ. And at the time, a lot of DJs on radio, they would rap over records too, but they wouldn't be considered hip hop because they didn't encompass the dancing and the b-boying and the graffiti and all of that. So you had a lot of disco DJs who rhymed, and we talked about the difference between a disco rapper, a disco DJ, and a hip hop DJ and a hip hop rapper. Hollywood, DJ Hollywood, many people consider him a disco rapper, disco DJ, but he influenced the Melly Mels and all of these other people. And he even, as he's speaking of the Sugar Hill Gang, he influenced them. Big Bang Hank is basically, he was a carbon copy of DJ Hollywood. So DJ Hollywood was the guy in the 70s, and oftentimes he gets overlooked because a lot of people felt that because he was playing in older, more mature clubs, they didn't allow the break dancers in. You had to have on shoes and slacks, so you couldn't spin on the floor. So they kind of written him out to a certain degree, but we include him in the story.
This is fascinating to me. So, all right. So, where would like trying to think who else we've interviewed. Oh, Curtis Blow came on, and he was saying Christmas rapping was in 79. So where would your origin would your origin predate that with a different song or what? Obviously,
yeah, you know,
he did the breaks later that year. But yeah, what would you say like the first record of a hip hop record for you?
The first technical hip hop record would be the Sugar Hill Gang Rapper's Delight record. Yeah. Now, there were records where people were rapping over the records going all the way back to the 1960s. There was a record by a gentleman by the name of Pig Meat Markham. He was a comedian, and he did a record called Here Comes the Judge. He was rapping over a funk beat, 1968. And many other rappers were influenced by that particular record. In fact, Pig Meat Markham actually, he was from North Carolina, but he lived in the Bronx and he's buried in the Bronx. So there was a direct influence there. So the first, again, technically the first rap record or the first hip hop record would be the Sugar Hill Gang because they encompass all of the elements of hip hop. So we discussed that in the film. We talked about hip hop on Wax in the film.
Gotcha, gotcha. All right, cool. So we've talked a lot about the history. We've talked a lot about the people you interview in the film. Talk about, you know, let's geek out as from the filmmaker's hat, as you as the director. You know, is there a certain style you wanted to have? Did you want to make the filmmaking style itself hip hop, if you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, I was real meticulous about the way we shot the film, and people were very impressed with the way we laid the film out. We have a lot of very colorful graphics. We have a lot of stock footage, a lot of unseen footage. We really made everything fast. Everything is hitting you very quickly. And because the movie is 2 hours and 20 minutes, but it goes by so fast because you're getting hit with so much stuff, you don't even notice it. And everything is shot in like 4K, 5K. We made sure that the visuals were extremely crisp. And we just wanted to make it technically as appealing as possible.
I love it. I want to know a little more about your story because you were born in, was it Detroit?
I was born in Detroit, partially raised down in Alabama, but mostly raised in Los Angeles. I'm an LA guy.
Okay.
And I started writing books and I started doing documentary films over a decade ago. I did a very popular documentary series called Hidden Colors. So I like to explore a lot of untold Black history that has been omitted. And I have a lot of best-selling films, Hidden Colors 1 through 5. I did a movie called 1804 about the hidden history of Haiti. One of my latest films was a movie called American Maroon, talking about unknown sanctuary cities where runaway slaves set up around America that people didn't know about during slavery and they protected themselves. And again, I like to talk about untold and hidden history that a lot of people don't know.
I love it. I love it. And yeah, you mentioned you were an author that you wrote the New York Times bestseller, The Art of Mackin'. You've done some fashion designing and you've produced films for the likes, you know, like The Sweet Blood of Jesus for Spike Lee. Like you're like a bit of a Renaissance man on all kind of different mediums here. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I try to mix it up. You got to mix it up these days. Oh, yeah.
And why was what's in the title? Mic check. I get microphone check. It's the full word, right? Microphone. I shouldn't call it
because there's a double entendre because that's what they would say when you get a microphone and you want to test out the mic. You say mic check, 1 2 1 2. And also, we're checking a lot of the lies. We're checking the history. We're checking a lot of the information. So it was a double entendre on the name.
It's perfect, if you ask me. Yes, all right. Well, so where are we in the rollout? I know I just teased that it's coming this weekend to the E Street Cinema here in the DC area. But are we one of the first cities, or is it like opening in a bunch of select cities?
No, we had a soft open on Memorial Day a couple of months ago. It was sold out all over the country, and because of the popularity of it, our distributor Landmark Theaters, they wanted to put it back in theaters, and that's what we're doing. This week, it's going to be in back in New York. It's going to be in Philly, here in D.C. It's going to be in Atlanta and many other cities, in Chicago. So it's going to be in a lot of big cities, and it's backed by popular demand.
Nice. Have you submitted to any festivals yet?
No, we haven't. But what we're trying to do now, because there's a lot of Oscar talk about it, the movie, thankfully, is going to be qualified for an Oscar nomination because we're getting it back in theaters for a little longer now. So we're looking at the Oscars now, and a lot of people are saying that this film is Oscar worthy.
So it's because you're it will qualify to as a potential pick if they deem it worthy. That's awesome. Because it had a theatrical run.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's awesome. I'm trying to think. Are there any other DC ties? I know Ben, for the PR team here, is from went to school around here. But do you, Tariq, do you have any? Are there any other cool ways we could localize it, either on your cast and crew or like people you interviewed, or do you highlight any DC hip hop artists? I don't know. Is there any other cool local angle?
Well, we got one. We got our professor, Dr. Randy Short. He's from DC. He lives in DC. He's in the film, and he talks about a lot of the historical significance, because that's what we do too. We tie in a lot of the history with hip hop and just Black history in general. And Dr. Randy Short's a brilliant, brilliant scholar out here in DC. And we talked about the great migrations from the South and how those families from the Carolinas and Georgia, they would take their funk records up to the Bronx with them. They were going up to Harlem, and there was the Harlem Renaissance. And a lot of the dancers were coming from the South and being cultivated up there in Harlem and the Bronx. So we kind of tie a lot of that into it.
Gotcha. And when you say Dr. Randy Short, is he a professor at a certain university, or do you know what his like title would be down here?
What is his title? I know he's a PhD. He's brilliant. I don't know what if he's at a university now, but I know he was at he was at Howard at one point. He was teaching over there at Howard at one point.
Okay. Well, I can Google him and hop off here and get that exactly right.
Yes, indeed.
All right. I'm trying to think, is there anything else that we should add before we, I mean, I have more than enough to work with.
Oh yeah. Just let people know. Go to microphonecheck.com. And if you're in DC, go to the movie theater, East Street Theater, this Friday, check it out.
Will you be down for any, you know, post-screening Q&As or anything, or are you still up in New York?
I'm going to be in New York this Friday. I literally just got here to DC from Atlanta. I'm doing a TV show out here in DC in the morning. So I'm jet setting all around the country. I'm going to New York tomorrow, then back to LA. So I'm all over the country, man.
Oh wow! When you say doing a TV show, you mean like a TV news?
Yeah, like a TV news show. Yeah.
Gotcha. Well, thanks for making time for WTOP in the middle of all of that. You know, it sounds like you're jet setting and you're going to be all bleary eyed by the time all this is over. But it's worth it. You got to plug the movie. Yeah. You worked hard on it. Now you get out and push it.
Yes, sir. Got to do it. Yes, sir.
Awesome. Hey, final question. Do you have, and this is going to be really hard, do you have a favorite hip hop artist personally? I mean, we're naming these goats that you feature in the movie, but is there anyone, it can be ever in your lifetime, that just personally spoke to you?
I would say Rakim, because Rakim just changed the whole trajectory of hip hop, changed everybody's style, made everybody step their pen game up, made everybody change their cadence, made everybody change their flow. I mean, just the whole, that brother embodied every element of hip hop. Phenomenal, phenomenal guy. I don't think anybody has impacted modern rap and hip hop the way Rakim did with his cadence and style. He really, really changed the game. I mean, he birthed Nas, Kool G Rap, so many other people came out of him.
Didn't he? Wasn't there even a song where he's like, now step back and let Nas be born? There was a little, I think.
Fish is
my favorite dish.
Yes. No money, it's still a wish.
Right. Yeah, man. Rakim is amazing. And I probably first heard Rakim on an NBA jam session highlight tape. They were playing Don't Sweat the Technique under it. And I was like, what is this? And then I went back and found all of his stuff. I'm like, this guy's a rap god.
Yes, indeed.
Awesome. Tariq Nasheed, thank you so much for doing this. We'll get the word out about the movie.
Thank you so much. My pleasure.